Welcome to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Money Talk is a podcast where we talk about money. This podcast is a place for me to be able to share what I learn and enjoy about personal finance. Here, you'll learn something about everything from budgeting to retiring. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk. I am your host, Skylar Fleming. Let's talk about the holidays this week. We just got done with Halloween, and you may already be feeling that holiday strain on your wallet. So let's go through some of the key things to think about this time of year. We're going to talk about gifts, saving for the holidays, opportunities to have good money conversations, holiday predicaments, and more. I hope you enjoy this week's episodes about the holidays, and please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. We're growing like crazy, and any positive reviews help tremendously. Let's get into this week's episode. So first, let's talk about gifts. The first point I'd like to discuss today is, how do you know how expensive of a gift to get? Well, this is just simply a conversation you need to have. Mainly, this sort of thing comes up when you're dating, or when you're newly married, or when your kids are growing up. How expensive of a gift do you get? You really just need to sit down and have a conversation about it. You can't just come up on a whim with a random number and think someone might be expecting a bigger gift, and maybe you need to be realistic that you're not going to be able to purchase that large of a gift. So you need to make sure to start with a conversation when it comes to how expensive of a gift you're going to get, especially when you've been dating for a long time and maybe it's time for your first Christmas or something like that. But the next point I'd like to discuss is cash versus gift cards. Is one more sincere than the other? Is one more of a better gift? I think so. I think it's better to give cash, honestly. I think cash opens up more options, and I know you could get somebody like a Visa gift card or something like that, but often gift cards can get lost. They can get left behind. They may never get spent. There's always reports every single year about how many gift cards get purchased every single year and never get used. So I like cash more than gift cards, even though I never use cash, but I do think I would rather get cash than a gift card for Christmas. But it really doesn't matter one way or the other. They're ultimately the same thing, but I don't know, I heard the other day about how cash is a better gift than gift cards, and the idea kind of stuck. But your gifts don't have to cost a lot. You can get something that's a little bit on the cheaper side. Maybe socks are the right kind of gift. Like, you don't always have to get expensive gifts for everybody. It's not really, shouldn't be the ultimate deciding factor in your relationship with somebody is how big of a gift you're giving them for Christmas. And honestly, experiences over expensive gifts. I was discussing with my wife the other day the idea that maybe people should use COVID as a time to reset their Christmas expectations. Maybe knock everything back a bunch of notches. Like, don't expect a bunch of gifts. Maybe one gift would be nice, but do something nice with your family. Do something nice with like your significant other or friends. Like, go out on a trip downtown to go just see like the Christmas lights. It's very often that an area around you probably does some sort of Christmas event or some sort of holiday show that is probably free to the public that you can just go walk around and have a good time. But it could be an opportunity to use COVID and present shortages and different shortages of all kinds that could make it harder to get the nice presents that you were anticipating. Use it as a chance to take a couple steps back and reevaluate what you do for Christmas. But now that we've gotten through a few ideas around gifts, let's talk about actually saving for the holidays, because the holidays shouldn't be a surprise. They happen every single time, every single year, at the same time, and they often cost money, so we need to be thinking about that ahead of time. So let's talk about saving for the holidays. So now let's talk about saving for the holidays. Let's talk about the great sinking fund again. If you look back to episode 3 of this podcast, I go in depth about the sinking fund. But sinking funds are especially helpful for gifts and holidays and saving throughout the year. Because say you and your family like to dress up every year, and it costs quite a bit of money to get all your costume things, but that's something you don't really want to sacrifice. Set a sinking fund budget for Halloween funds. Use the time throughout the year to save up for Halloween. And you should probably especially be using a sinking fund for Christmas gifts, because it happens every single year. You need to buy a gift for everybody all at once, and if you're not ready for it, all of a sudden you're putting things on debt and on credit cards. But you need to set a budget and stick to it. If you're like, we want to spend $200 on Christmas this year, make sure to stick to it. And make sure to have a plan. Having a plan can go a long way. Being prepared makes everything easier, especially when it comes to Christmas and the holidays. If you're prepared in September for what's going to be happening in December, it'll be a heck of a lot easier than in December when all of these random trips and gifts and family fun times and everything starts piling up. But if you at least have an idea and have a savings for it before it comes around, it'll be a whole lot easier. Don't be surprised by the holidays. They happen the same time every single year. So you shouldn't be surprised when Christmas starts rolling around and you suddenly need to go out and purchase new candles, new decorations, some food for dinner for Thanksgiving, some pumpkins for Halloween, and new costumes for all the kids. Don't be so surprised by the holidays when they come around. Use the time throughout the rest of the year, the other months of the year, to save for it and use a sinking fund. So go back and listen to episode 3 and learn how to set up a sinking fund and why they're so important, but they're especially important for the holidays and gift giving. But the holidays also open you up to a lot of potential to have conversations about money, which you may not always want to have, and that's okay. But there is some good potential to have good conversations, to begin to share good values and good views of money to help people kind of adjust and not go into debt and things for the holidays. But let's talk about good money conversations around the holidays. So now let's get into some of the money topics and money conversations that are going to come up around the holidays. One is how much to spend. You and your spouse sit down and say, hey, how much do we want to spend on the kids for Christmas this year? You need to have that conversation before you both just start buying presents without letting the other one know how much you guys are planning on spending, because then all of a sudden you've both spent $300 and $400 on a bunch of gifts, and then that becomes the expectation every year, and then you're suddenly putting Christmas on credit cards. So you need to make sure to have conversations around how much you're going to spend each year, even if it's just with yourself. If you sit down and say, hey, I am getting older now, I got a new job, how much am I going to spend on my family for Christmas? My parents were always really nice to me for Christmas, maybe I should get them something really nice. Just have this conversation with yourself in your head if you don't have a spouse or anything like that. But you need to also, you might need to let people know your situation surrounding your typical holiday expectations if changes need to be made. Say you lost your job due to COVID and you can't go on the big typical family trip. Maybe you need to sit your family down and say, hey, can we do something different this year? I'm just not in the same financial place to be able to afford that. And opening yourself up like that can be hard, and it can think it'll bring like embarrassing moments and things like that, but it could also make your family be like, yeah, we were really strapped financially as well and didn't really want to go because it was going to break the bank for us. So thanks for saying that. But there could be an opportunity for you to adjust your Christmas and set new traditions and things like that. But communication with your spouse especially and your family is key, because you don't want everybody spending way too much money on each other because they don't really know what the expectation is. And if you don't want anything for Christmas, maybe you need to be clear about that. But people are probably going to want to get you gifts. So maybe just find yourself something nice that you want to have, but you need to have that communication layer with your family. Have a discussion early before the stress of holidays set in. Like I said a section or two ago, have the discussions in September about how much you're going to spend. Have the discussions in September of the things you want to do. Do you want to go as your whole 18-person family to downtown on public transportation, and that's going to cost quite a bit? Maybe, but have the conversation a few months ahead of time. Then you're not super stressed when it's the week before you guys plan on going and everybody's canceling or changing plans or trying to find the money to pay for this big old trip. But the point is, you need to have those conversations before the holidays set in, because they can be especially stressful in the moment. But the holidays can also bring a lot of predicaments when it comes to money. So let's talk about holiday predicaments next. Now let's talk about some of the predicaments you can find yourself around the holidays. What do you do if you're paying off debt and don't have a lot of money for presents? Well, like I've been saying through this whole podcast, is you need to have a conversation about that. Maybe let your family know, hey, we're trying really hard to get out of debt, and our Christmas presents aren't going to be as big as they normally are. Like, we aren't just going to be able to get you guys as nice of things as normal. And hopefully they'll understand. Hopefully they'll appreciate that you're trying to get out of debt and root you on for that cause and acknowledge that, hey, we might take a break from Christmas this year, or at least from gift giving. You can still celebrate Christmas with your family or whatever you celebrate. And if you give any sort of gifts, your family should hopefully realize that paying off debt is your priority right now, and that you don't love them any less because you're trying to make that a priority and get out of debt. But what do you do if your family expects some massive Christmas presents out of you? Like I said in the last one, have the conversation. It's all about communication when it comes to these holiday predicaments. Be honest that, hey, I can't contribute to that large of a present this year, or we just can't afford it right now. We'll have to get something a little bit smaller, and I hope that's okay. Just be clear with them, honestly, because if they're expecting something large out of you and you can't deliver it, then you may want to tell them, or you just get the appropriate size gift that you were planning on getting, and their expectations will adjust. But what do you do if you're expected to split the bill or pay for a family Christmas party or trip unexpectedly? What if your family member suddenly shows up with an invoice for you for a $500 party that they're planning on going on or planning on throwing that they're expecting the whole family to split? Well, if you can't pay it, I don't know, that's a really hard one. I would probably say don't. Like, be honest with them again. Communicate that, hey, we can't contribute to this year. Can we do something smaller? We'd be happy to contribute to a family party, but this is just a bit beyond what we would be willing to spend on something like this. Can we do something a little bit smaller at someone's house instead of renting out a party venue? Stuff like that. Just have a conversation around it. Be like, hey, why is this party costing so much? What is the plan? Can I maybe look into the plan? Can we maybe find a different venue? Like, offer alternatives and offer to help replan the situation if it's way too expensive for you. But I don't think you should be afraid to say no, and you shouldn't throw all your money out there just because the expectation is there. You need to make sure you have clear and honest money talk, money conversations around things. Just like the name of this podcast, you need to be open about your money and talk about it. It needs to be less of a taboo subject. But next, let's talk about one of the scariest things of the holidays, debt. So now let's talk about holiday debt and the dangers. Don't pay for Christmas on a monthly payment plan with credit card debt. It's one of the most dangerous things you can do if you're buying big old Christmas presents and setting the bar really, really high and expectations really, really high for Christmas, but you're putting it all on debt. Christmas isn't fun when you're still paying for it next year in the summer. I don't even want to imagine what it would be like if you kept putting Christmas every single year on a credit card and maxing it out. You could be taking years to pay off your Christmas presents. And it could be adding 20% interest every single month to your Christmas. You could be paying almost twice as much for Christmas just by putting it on a credit card and paying those monthly payments. I've spoken other episodes about how debt is dangerous and you need to avoid credit card debt at all costs. But like I said, it can be dangerous to set the bar high for your gifts and such when you can't really afford them. So be honest and make sure you're paying what you can actually afford for Christmas presents. Make sure you're paying cash for them. Or if you're using a credit card for their other benefits like cash back and additional fraud protection, make sure you're paying off those credit cards every single month. There's nothing wrong with using a credit card. Credit cards can be good, but you need to avoid the danger of holiday debt. Next, let's talk about what to do if you're struggling financially. How do you handle the holidays if you can't really make ends meet for yourself? So what do you do if you're struggling financially? Well, I've said this many times throughout this podcast, and you know what I'm going to say next. Be honest and open with your family. Let them know that you may not be able to contribute to the same level of gift giving as previous years. As the name of this podcast implies, and as I said in the last section, it's all about talking about money. It's so important to have conversations around money with each other so that the expectations are there and they can be a healthy and open conversation about money, so that there's not this weird vibe when you don't give the same level of Christmas present as you did last year. You don't get the rumors floating around with, did they lose their job? Do they not know what they're doing with their money? Do they need help with their budget? Do we need to give them some money? Do they need a gift? Do they need a loan? We can loan them some money. Do they need help paying off some debt? Can I buy them a car? Can I help pay for anything for them? Then you get all these rumors swelling and you can just feel the tenseness in the air when you don't have a clear and open conversation about money when it's important. But be open to alternatives for Christmas besides typical gifts. Maybe you spend time making a bunch of crafts because you have a bunch of leftover craft supplies from a hobby you got into a few years ago. So maybe you make a bunch of cool Christmas decorations for people or a family decoration that they can hang at their house. But have a plan in place and talk about it before the stress of the holidays hits you. It's so important to talk about money. I've said it so many times and I can't reiterate it enough. That's why this podcast is called what it's called, as you know. But you need to have that plan in place and talk about it. Talk about money. Talk about gifts. Talk about saving money. Talk about how much you're going to spend. Talk about how you're going to handle debt. All that sort of fun stuff. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Today's episode of Money Talk was about the holidays and personal finance. If you have any comments or questions, please use the voice message link in the show notes to send me a message. This podcast is growing super quickly, and I enjoy being able to share my financial knowledge and thoughts to each one of you listeners, and I enjoy being able to talk about money, and hope that I'm at least helping you get some new ideas and new things to discuss with each other about money. I would love to engage with you on social media. You can follow my financial coaching page where I post about these podcasts by searching Fleming Financial Coach on Facebook or Instagram. Thank you again for tuning into Money Talk, and please consider leaving a 5-star review and sharing with your friends. I am your host, Skyler Fleming. I hope you have a great week.